Bay State Mike speaking.
Hi, Mike. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. I was just following up regarding the account and the past due balance. I know last we spoke you said you needed a little bit more time.
Yeah, so I did, Tina. And I was wondering if we could go over what where we're at, like what was – I think the last time – was it you and I that spoke? And I used to be at $49, and then we went up to $199.
I'm not sure, but let me look at your billing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I see that. I see that you were paying just for the website hosting, and then in January you changed it to the local search engine optimization package.
Okay.
So the difference between those two is with the $49, it just keeps the website up and running, baystatehvacma.com. And then with the $199 package, it also promotes your business on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. And then it promotes you on some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. So that means that when people do a search from an iPhone, an Android, or a tablet, we make sure that you're coming up front and center on that mobile device as well as the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. Now, there's a very important part of the puzzle that they've been reaching out to you that you need to complete on your end, and I don't see that that's been completed yet, and that's a live video verification with Google. Do you recall getting those emails requesting that?
I do remember that, yeah.
Okay.
And, I need to get that done. So what, is that me going to my warehouse and just filming my warehouse?
Exactly. So you get on like a Zoom call with a Google rep, and if you're at your warehouse or even if you're at one of your jobs, and they see that you're out in the field with your work truck and you're completing work, and then what that does is it solidifies with Google that you're a valid business in the area, and it allows them to publish that listing. So that's what they're doing. They're kind of protecting you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So they do that across the board. In order to get on the first page locally, you have to have that address.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me just ask, though, while I have you on the phone, the verification department, and see if that Google Live verification is still available, because usually when they offer it, it will expire in 14 days, and I don't know how long it's been since they first offered it. So let me just ask real quick, because if it is, I can just send you that mailer again, and then you can try to get it done as soon as possible, because that will help boost your results, obviously. So,
okay.
Let's see. I'll put is live video verification still available?
Is the website down?
The website?
Yeah.
No, the website's still up and running. It should have a little orange banner on it right now that's just supposed to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. But other than that, the site's fully active.
Oh, okay, because I don't know if we've gotten any. Can you see? Has there been any activity through that at all?
Let me look on the dashboard.
Okay.
It's probably not going to see a big boost in the activity until that live video verification is done, but I do want to search this anyway, at least for the last 3 months, you know, while we made the change and see. So okay, so in the interim since you made that change, you were found on the first page of Google 74 times, and you've had 17 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you. So that's really good considering that live video verification hasn't been done yet. Once that's done, you'll see an explosion of results because that's where you're actually going to show is verified, and that boosts your credibility. Let's see. Oh, April just wrote me back that now the live video verification is no longer available, but video verification is. So I'm going to have her send you the email. It's the same thing, just rather than being, I'm going to put please send mailer. Rather than being on a live Zoom call with a Google rep, what you do is you just go in and you fill out a form and you upload everything that you would have showed on that call, and then we get on the call for you and do that video verification.
Okay.
So let me just ask, since it's not live, if you should be, should he be at his business address or on a job site? Are you a home-based business by chance?
Well, the office is at home, but all the equipment and all the tools and everything is at the warehouse.
Oh, so you have a warehouse. Okay, so I'll put his business office is home-based, but tools and equipment are at his warehouse. So I'll see what she says. Yeah, I want to make sure that it goes through, you know, that way you don't have any further hiccups. So let me just double check. Is the warehouse address the one that we have on 220 Adams Circle, Suite 1?
No, that's my old home.
That's your old home. Okay. So you're still in the Hanson area, or are you a little bit away from there now?
So that's the thing is that I'm wondering is that, because I remember when we were doing all this, is like, it had to do with something to do with, like, you know, you got, so there was Local Splash, there was
okay.
Yelp, I think Yelp was another one, Y-E-L-P.
Okay.
And then there was some older website of mine that some guy that I used to know built it and did it, and they were saying that there was a conflict between the different ones, and that they said, yo, you got to be careful where each one is registered to because Google doesn't like that. And I can't remember which one. It's too long for me, and I just don't.
So I see the Bay State HVAC on Yelp is under the Hanson address too, so that shouldn't conflict because the address is hidden anyway. But I think the one thing that might conflict is the website that they have on Yelp is baystatehvac-ma.com, and ours is the same website but without the dash. So it's a different website that they're promoting for you on the Yelp listing. So that might be a conflict. But what I would suggest is just do the video verification because the main thing is getting that, you know, listing published, because once it does get verified again, we can go in and, you know, maybe go into the Yelp listing and clean a couple things up for you. You know what I mean? But right
okay.
Now, I think it's more priority to get, you know, that video verification done. And I see in the notes here that April already resent that to you. So if you have any questions as you go through it, no problem. Just call us. We're here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time. And she put the business is in the service area only. You can be in any service area much better at your home if that's the address you use. But you said that's an old home address, right?
Well, I mean, the home address I use now is over in East Bridgewater. We do use that for although, what's the problem in just leaving it the way it is? Does that matter or?
Nope, it doesn't. So if you want to leave it the way it is, when you upload the video verification, you can be anywhere within that service area, you know, closer to the Hanson area. And Google will know by your GPS location where you uploaded it from. And then they'll say, okay, this is a trusted business. And, you know, it could be that that's why Google triggered that. Maybe, you know, there's another company somewhere along the line that tried to change it to East Bridgewater. You know, and then that causes a red flag. And then all of a sudden Google wants to see all of this extra documentation. So that could be, but we still have it under Hanson. So we haven't tried to make that change.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, so just upload it anywhere from in, you know, that Hanson area, and then give us a call if you have any questions. And then for the payment, do you still need a little bit more time on that, or?
What do I owe?
$199, and we have, let's see, we have a Discover ending in $1,500.
Yeah, I don't think that one's any good right now. So,
no wonder.
What is that for? Is that for April?
Yeah, that's dated back to April 8th. That's when the payment's been past due. So one thing I can do for you, if you can get the payment up to speed now, is I'll push the next billing out 30 days, which means, you know, rather than having another payment on May 8th, that next payment would be pushed all the way out till May 22nd. So you'll get another full month of service and plenty of time to go in and complete that video verification.
Okay. All right. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay. 5206.
Okay.
0212.
Got it.
4692.
Okay.
1040.
Okay.
Expiration 1127.
Okay.
And three-digit code is 379.
379. And then for the billing address, is it the Plymouth Street address?
Yes, that's the Plymouth Street address.
Okay, that's what I have under billing. Okay, so let me go ahead and store this new card, and then I'll try to get your authorization, and you'll be good to go. So just bear with me here one moment. Let's see. Oh, it's saying issue generated error. That's interesting. I don't know what that means, because sometimes it'll say, oh, it's declining because the billing address, or it's declining because of the expiration is off.
It just said on my end, incorrect CVC code. What did you put in for?
Okay, I put 279.
Okay, so it's 379.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Wow, that's good. The banks are good. They let you know. And it's still 1127 for the expiration, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because when we get that issue generated error, if it is the CVV, sometimes it's also the expiration. But I'm happy that that's good. So let me try to process it again. This time it should go through. Yep, I got the green light. Okay, so you're all good to go. And like I said, I'm giving you 30 days on the back end, so you're paid in full until May 22nd. And then I think you'll be able to knock out that video verification, no problem. But if you have any questions, just call us, okay?
Awesome, Tina. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, Michael. Have a great rest of your week, too.
Thank you. You too.
All right, thanks. I appreciate that. Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.